You just flew into the ground, and I was like, oh my God.
She hit the ground like a sack of
Yeah.
Mental.
Happy birthday to you. That'll do.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yeah, man.
We're back. We took like a week off.
I tried to do that thing that other people do where like you start singing happy birthday so people don't think it's you.
Right. So
you
just
know
disguising.
When you go out in public and like people start singing to you, if you join in, they won't know who it's for.
And it also makes everyone
else. If there's that one person that's just like, guys.
Yeah.
Do you
that's
know
always
I mean?
Him. He runs and hides.
I don't even know. That's polite. I mean, I guess that is technically what I did.
I got a really bad cold.
But what are you just saying stuff?
I've got a stuffy nose and I keep.
It's all right. We'll have to retrain her how to podcast.
Yeah,
it's,
I didn't realize
a long week.
A week off would do this to you. You're like a mess.
Sorry, I am. My head is not in the right place.
It's because she's a 14-year-old. And welcome back to the. Well, I guess welcome. To the 14 again podcast, which is so, I literally nearly said 13 again podcast by habit. We've changed everything. We're in a completely different place. We moved to
had a nice little refurb of the studio.
We're in Australia now. So welcome. There's a kangaroo.
It's so sad that you can never go along with a lie.
Yeah. What?
Why? It's so stupid. Why do you expect me to
That's
go along with
something?
That's
the point. Is it supposed to be like you just shut us down?
And they love their walnut decor in Australia. Speaking of which, thanks to WoodUp for sorting us out with all of this stuff. Mm. We put it all up by ourselves. And there's a video that's going to go on the internet of proof of that, of us
yes.
doing it all by ourselves.
Indeed.
So thanks for sending us those wood panels. We're
secretly,
not in
they just made me do it behind the camera.
Yeah, we keep her working while she's not on the podcast because, you know.
But Tills, it's been your birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Did you have a good birthday?
I did, yeah.
It was one of the birthdays of all time. Well, we went to see Oliver, which
the
was
the day
sort
before.
Of the start.
Yeah.
The day before
yeah.
your birthday. And then you went to school. And then we got you back. We did some presents. And
I may or may not have injured Tilly on multiple occasions, and I feel bad for it, and I think
yeah.
that's what Tilly was probably trying to get at. We did a live stream. I headbutted her twice. Mm. Which I did feel bad for
on her birthday.
Did I even get the chance to explain to you that the second one wasn't
because I moved my hand. I moved my hand so slowly you could see that I was moving it. And yet you still
looking.
Went in for
I
the
was
headbutt.
Just, my brain shuts off when I go for a headbutt because then I don't damage it.
He decided 10 seconds before that was going to happen and then saw black until it happened.
Yeah. And then we went to gymnastics and I may or may not have suplexed Tilly into a foam pit and you hurt your nose, right?
And the supervisor
and
came over to check as well if she was all right. And I was yeah. like, she's fine. She just had to breathe through it.
He was laughing. It was funny. But
you're making it seem like he a grown man didn't land on top of me.
I didn't. You landed on top of me.
You were on top of him.
No.
He watched it.
You went face down. That was the issue.
He was on top of me.
No,
watch
how
the
is
video.
That possible?
Because you went like this, suplexed me in, and I went down, and you went on top of me.
I think we're going to have to do some VAR on this. Mm. But
I felt you on top of me.
Okay.
Do you know why we can't do VAR now? Because the podcast is now available on streaming platforms.
Yay!
So we're streaming, which means if you are listening to this right now, thank you, welcome. If this is your
I love
first
how
time
you're
listening.
Looking at the floor as if there's not a camera for
well,
the
yeah,
people
I've still
who are streaming
got a,
it.
I've still got a camera in front of me, and you can watch the podcast on YouTube, but it does feel weird now to think that people could just be listening to this and not seeing anything, but just staring
the
at
thing
a
is
wall.
A lot of the time we do stuff with our face, and we look at each other, and we're like, what are you doing? Like, why are you making that face?
Yeah.
And so I feel like if that was me, I'd feel like I have to go watch the video to see what they're doing with their face.
I do think we're going to have to, you know, sometimes explain a little bit more for the people that are listening. But maybe if there is a thing that you miss and you feel like you want to see, you can always come over to YouTube and watch the video as well at a different time. Or
even
just
find
pick
it
your
in a
favorite
clip on
way
TikTok.
Of listening, watching. It doesn't matter. You don't have to consume all of it. Just figure out what's best for you.
Millions of people just watch the clips and then move on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there's that as well. Now, Tilly, your birthday.
Yes.
You got a lot of presents.
Yeah.
You were pretty thrilled with that.
Yes.
To which point Paul was going, how much have we spent on her? because you got a lot of cool presents. And we decided it would be good to do a little birthday haul because I think there are some people out there that want to know what you got.
Birthday haul.
So you're going to have to go into some great detail just in case anyone's not watching.
I picked my top 10, I think. Presents.
That's exciting.
God damn.
That's very exciting. Do you want to just go ahead and kick
There's not an order. Off. There's not an order.
That's fine. Just,
you get started.
What should I do first? I'll do these first. They kind of come as one.
Okay. Just makeup?
Because, no, it's skincare. It's the drunk elephant, like the... It's a drunk elephant proteiny polypeptide. It's the greeny blue one.
That's just a bunch of words.
It's the greeny blue one and the purple one. And it's because I asked Mum for just one of them, but she didn't know. I assume she just didn't know which one to get and got both.
Why are they different like colours?
Because they're different ingredients. They do different things. So both moisturisers.
Okay. They're both moisturisers, but they do different things.
Yeah.
How?
It's like saying, like, how is one brand's moisturizer different to another brand's moisturizer? Like, that no moisturizers are all exactly the same.
Well, I'm really happy for you that that's
the
in
same
your top
brand,
10.
Though.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, moving on. Moving on. From one of my friends, I got the Laneige Sweet Candy. Lip balm.
Oh,
nice.
That's exciting.
I've never heard of Laneige.
No, neither, but it sounds French. Laneige. Isn't that like the rain or something? Neige? No, the swim. Neige. Isn't that a swimming pool?
Sweet candy bonbon gourmand.
I've got my laptop now, so I can just search stuff.
Oh, I don't like that.
Oh, it smells good.
Yeah.
That does smell good. Harvey, do you want to have a smell?
Not really. I'm looking at what neige is in English. Snow! It's the snow. I was close.
Dobby's back, everyone, by the way. Round of applause for Dobby, studio audience. Woo! He's always here. Poor guy. We'll be working on hopefully getting him a mic if we get to 100,000 subscribers.
We just keep changing that. Like, every time we go, we'll give him a mic if you guys just give us money.
Realistically, Dobby doesn't need a mic, but I'd love to have just, like, a stipulation for it, because funny.
I got the Gisu hair oil.
These names are just amazing. Drunk Elephant Gisu.
Is that how it's pronounced?
Gisu, something like that.
Yeah.
I saw it if I didn't.
It might be
Jizu,
maybe.
Everyone pronounces it differently. Like, yeah. There's so many brands. I think Laneige as well. I probably said that wrong.
Laneige.
Well, I repeated it, so double
down. But like
down.
Everyone always says it differently, and obviously there's always a way to say it correctly. But at the end of the day, at least I bought your product. So you're welcome.
Someone else bought you their product.
But I asked for it.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
My friend has this and I always use it and it's very nice. It makes my hair feel really nice.
Oh, so it's a hair product?
Yeah, it's hair oil.
I would not have guessed that goes in your hair, I'll be honest.
Have I done this
yet? You have not done that.
No.
I'm a huge fan of that.
This is a jelly cat from my friend.
Is it a cinnamon bun?
Yes, I think so. Yeah. It's very
cute.
What do you
mean I think so? It's obviously a cinnamon bun.
Yeah, but I'll feel really embarrassed if then people go, oh, no, it's not. It's a croissant. Like,
croissant.
How did you think it was a cinnamon bun? Like, gosh.
My name is Amusables Cinnamon Bun.
There we go.
Is his name like as his name's Amusables?
They all jelly cats have a name.
Yeah. What would you name it if
so
it didn't
cute.
Have a name?
Toast.
Good. Good name.
Thank you for that name, Tilly.
Yeah. Well done.
I'm sure. Oh, this we could do this next.
Oh yeah.
This is like one of my favorite Sol de Janeiro perfumes, and I've had it. I've had two of the mini ones. I've had two of the medium ones, and finally, I've got a big one.
She's gone for the big one.
I'm so happy because I
forgot
always,
what it even is.
It's. Do you want to smell it?
Yeah. It's perfume, oh, is it perfume?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I did say it's one of
What's
my favorite.
What's funny about
perfumes
these is whenever so Tilly's got these lined up nicely on her bed, whenever I go into Tilly's room,
no, I'm kidding.
I her face then. Whenever I go into Tilly's That's room, nice. I dive onto her bed.
Yeah,
and the whole thing shakes,
and all of
these just go.
Like,
yeah,
fantastic.
And she looks like she loves it. In fact, she's complained at me about that before.
She goes, "You do it every time." I'm like, "Yeah, man." Oh, there you go. That's your problem now.
So yeah, I'm glad I've got the big one because I always
gotta get the lid on.
Stop laughing at me.
Right, what's next? Come on. Hold.
Sorry, I'm really sorry.
Oh yeah, just quickly while we're on the perfume actually. Yeah, you use like 4 perfumes at a time, don't you?
Not anymore.
Oh, you moved on from that.
I got this White Fox. Help me, someone.
A bit
just
far.
Just hold it. I got this White Fox jumper, and I've got this in purple, actually, and I almost regretted not getting it in this colour.
It's so the volume 3.5.
I am quite glad that I got it. Can you hear me? I just turned my mic away for a second without realising. Okay. Sorry.
Just crack on, man.
I'm just trying to make it watchable.
No, you're doing great. You're doing fantastic.
So, yes, I'm glad I got it in this colour, and one of my friends has it in this colour as well. Moving on. Sorry, that was a bit loud. I got this. I was very happy when I got this.
Oh, yeah, T basically started doing backflips when she got this.
I was going to say the same thing. That's so
because
weird.
I was begging for this for like 2... Do you guys remember?
No.
You probably
not
don't.
Really.
I was really begging for this for like 2 years. And I kind of gave up begging. I never stopped wanting it, but I just kind of gave up begging. But I always sort of wanted it as a present. Like, I never really wanted to buy it for myself.
Dior.
And it's the Dior lip oil. And I'm, because also the reason I didn't want to buy it for myself was because I couldn't decide on a colour. I was like, I just want someone else to pick it for me. And so when I saw this, I was like, what on earth?
What does a lip oil do?
Colour awakening.
It feels a lot nicer than it. I don't like the feeling of lip gloss. It's really thick.
Hydrating shine.
Ah.
And it like hydrates your lips, kind of.
More beautiful lips, even bare, after 5 days of application.
Man. So the colour is 001 pink, if anyone wanted to know.
Number one.
I actually got it on my lips right now, but it's kind of gone a bit because I've had it on for like... How long have I had it on for now? Yeah, it's about an hour.
It supposedly brings out the natural colour in your lips.
Well done, Brilliant. Tilly.
Thanks,
good job.
I guess.
Right, so how many things have we been through now? Is that most of it? Or
yeah, I've got a few things left.
Oh, right.
So... We'll be...
That's all right.
Get comfy, yeah.
They like a longer episode.
Yeah. So this is going to be 2 in 1 because okay. I had to put your guys' thing in here.
Oh, yeah.
So first of all, I'll just show you guys this one first.
Oh, this is what we got you.
Yeah. Max and Harvey got me the... the name keeps going from my head.
Of the brand?
Yes.
Tiffany.
Tiffany necklace, which is very nice. It's pink.
Holy, she forgot.
Yeah.
No, because my problem is all the brands have girl names. Like, I got the Charlotte Tilbury mascara, which I'm wearing now. And when I was, like, doing a haul for my friends, I was going, this Tiffany. And like, they're all just women's names, and I get really confused.
Yeah.
But yes, I don't know if you can even see it, but it's the pink one.
Have we just completely messed up your shot now? Oh, and for anyone listening, we're currently showing the necklace, by the way. It's a Tiffany necklace with 2 little hearts. One of them's
pink, one of them's
and one of them's got the Tiffany logo on it.
And then from Mum, I got this ring from Pandora, and it is my birthstone ring. So mine is...
Not quite as expensive.
You're such a dick. You're such an ass.
My birthstone is blue, and...
What? Aren't birthstones meant to be like, wait, no, maybe
yours
I'm thinking
is...
of something else. Like, aren't they meant to be like emerald or like an actual type of stone? Not
yeah,
just
but
like
I'm just telling
blue.
Them what colour.
Oh, okay, sorry, my bad.
Sorry.
I'll shut up.
My one, so this is from Pandora. My one is blue, and I don't really know how to describe it for the people listening. It's kind of like, it's got like... I'm not good at describing things. In the middle is the birthstone, and going round on.
Away goes the birthstone.
And around on the edge, so it's silver, and it's kind of like silver pearls. I'm not really sure how to describe it.
It is a nice ring,
lovely ring.
And what? Then,
oh,
last but not least,
what do you got?
I got this hoodie.
Oh, damn. Yes.
Yeah, this is probably one of my favorites.
I'm not going to lie. I fully thought you were just going to like have stolen something from Max's room again. No.
It looks like something I'd wear.
Yeah, because someone said to me...
I actually have one
I think
similar
on
to
the
this.
Live stream, someone said, whose jumper is that? And I was just like... I was like, I can see why they probably think it's Max's or Harvey's. Then we're not showing this very well right now.
No, it's not it's, zipped up. Is the
it's
problem.
A Stussy zip up hoodie.
It's all right.
And it's lovely.
It is lovely. It's a really nice quality.
I didn't realize that Stussy was becoming more popular amongst the sort of, you know, teenage girls. But we were driving through London the other day and there was literally a gaggle of teenagers all wearing Stussy.
Not sure I've ever heard them described like that.
Yeah,
but...
yeah. It was really weird. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a nice brand, so I get it. But I just didn't think it was as popular to people that weren't just, you know, hype beast idiots.
Do you reckon Stussy do collabs? Because I know certain brands don't really.
As in like sending out clothes and all that.
Well, just, yeah, anything. Because I'd love to work with Stussy, to be fair. That'd
and
be
then,
cool
my favourite thing.
Oh.
Look at this, guys.
Oh, the 13
oh,
again
let's
merch.
Go. It's pretty much sold out, by the way.
Yeah, there's
everyone.
Not much
can we do
point
it again
advertising
or not?
It.
Well, we can do another drop, absolutely.
Not this one.
Well, I don't think so.
Might be something different.
Why? This one's the best one.
It is a good one.
Can maybe do the same colour with something else.
Yeah, and is it going to be... Oh. Question that you guys might ask, is it now going to say 14 again?
I don't know yet, is the honest answer. Mm. I don't know what's the smartest thing to do, because obviously everyone
maybe
knows...
we should just change the name of the podcast altogether so I can grow up with it.
Leave us a comment. What would you prefer? Would you prefer something that's from this current series that you're watching, or would you prefer the overall brand to stay as 13 again?
Because we're calling it 14 again now because we kind of have to, because she's 14. But it's still going to be at 13 again pod, and then 14 again as like the header, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So next up in the schedule, we had Max, who begged, pleaded, and cried a little bit about doing another Would You Rather, which we really, really asked him not to.
But
he insisted.
I've actually gone for something relatively thought-provoking. You guys will prefer it, and it's not stupid for the first time ever. Genuinely.
Okay.
You actually might be disappointed by the lack of stupidity. But the question is, would you rather go on The Traitors or I'm a Celeb?
Traitors.
Okay.
I would never go on I'm a Celeb.
No, but do you know what? There's two things to think about here.
I would never go on I'm a Celeb.
What would be more fun in my head?
Traitors.
Would probably be Traitors. Because it wouldn't be...
I disagree.
No, you got to hear me out here. It wouldn't be nearly as debilitating in terms of like not eating, being exhausted, being out living in the middle of nowhere, all that sort of stuff. So it would be more fun. But I think I'm a Celebrity is more of an achievement at the other end. And with I'm a Celebrity, you've not got the risk of just being like the first one out and not getting to do anything ever because people see you as like a threat. Like you don't go out on I'm a Celebrity because people think you're a threat. It's just how much the public like you,
yeah,
which
exactly.
is also harsh. But then it's like still, you know.
I would never go on I'm a Celeb.
I don't know. It's really tricky.
My trouble with Traitors is I don't think I could deal with the mental torment that it would cause. Because, like, especially if I was a traitor. If I was a faithful, I'd actually be fine. But if I was a traitor, I would, every single round circle meeting, I would be grinning from ear to ear. Just like, yep, I know what I'm doing. I can't hide it. And, like, I would be so shit.
I'll take a minute to also explain. The Traitors is a game show where there are usually three traitors and everyone else is faithful. And you have to get to the end of the game show figuring out who the traitors are. And you also do loads of challenges to earn money. I'm a Celebrity is a game show where they put 12 celebrities in the jungle in Australia, make them do horrible challenges, give them terrible food, and they have to earn stars in the challenges to earn food. There's no money at the end of it, but you just have to, you then, the public vote out who they want, or vote to stay in, rather, vote for people to stay in. I described
nailed
that very
it.
Badly at the
no,
end there, but
it,
I think just for the audience who might not know what those two shows are, now they're on board, why wouldn't you do I'm a Celeb?
The bugs, the food, the place that they sleep.
Yeah, but you'd be so entertaining.
Yeah, for you. That's a good thing for you. There's nothing for me that would come out of that.
Do you not think you'd look back on it, though, and think that was such like
I'd
an
be like,
eye-opening experience?
I'd be like, no matter how much money they tried to pay me, that was not worth the torture.
But you like watching I'm a Celeb.
Yeah, I like watching other people go through torture.
Fair.
Interesting. Slightly sadistic, but interesting. And you wouldn't ever see that as like, I've watched so many people do it now. Let's see if I can give it a go. You're just not interested.
No.
All right. But you could deal with the mental torment of not knowing who you can trust at all times in The Traitors.
There's a lot of people who I don't trust in this world.
Max being one of them.
What? Nah. I'm a pretty trustworthy guy.
To be fair, I'd rather be around them than around someone who could hurt me at any time, any place.
Yeah, and has and does regularly.
Me.
Well, I might just look at the one person in this room who broke my arm.
Yes, good point.
Suplexed her into a foam pit and headbutted her on her birthday.
Character building, my dude. It's all character building.
Max, actually, we were talking about this in the car the other day. Max has the record, I think, in this family for causing the most injuries to other people.
Yep.
He sent Leo to hospital. He sent Tilly to hospital.
When did I send Leo?
And he sent me. Didn't you... I
did do something, but he didn't go to
hospital.
Oh,
maybe he didn't go to hospital for that.
Put his head through a wall.
Yeah. Maybe he didn't. Oh, surely there was something.
He didn't go to hospital for
okay.
that.
Okay, anyway. He sent me to hospital like twice.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah. Once for the back of my head, the other for my eye. He threw a pen in my eye.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We might as well explain this then, seeing I'm sort of skirting over it, but a lot of people won't know this.
No, they won't.
When we were about 8 or 9, maybe, we were on our friend's trampoline around their house, and I got double bounced, which meant I lost control of where I was bouncing a little bit, landed on Max, and then Max just threw me off his back, basically, just completely recklessly. I then flung backwards.
Recklessly.
Yeah, it was, because then I flung backwards and landed on the metal bar, which split the back of my head open, and it was just gushing with blood. Sorry for anyone who's squeamish. And then the eye was when me and our like 30-year-old uncle were making fun of Max for his handwriting because it was terrible.
It was pretty bad.
And Max just got angry, threw a pen in my eye, and fair play to him, like a dart, it actually hit me in the eyeball.
It was a good shot.
The ink and everything went in. It was genuinely quite impressive, but obviously at the time I didn't find it very impressive. Had to go to hospital, get it cleaned out and all that sort of stuff, and I've had chronic migraines since the age of about 7. So
is that because of
that? No, you're a bit older than that. You're
maybe
like
a bit older,
nine.
Maybe yeah. 8 or 9.
Is that because of that?
Yeah. Seriously. It was this eye, and it's sort of this part of my head that actually gets the migraines and stuff. So thanks a lot, Max, for that. He's sent me to hospital enough times, and he sent you because of your broken arm, and possibly something else. Oh, actually, I technically sent you to hospital once because I dropped you, but that was a sort of more joint venture.
Oh, you did,
because
you
thought...
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, that
so,
was funny.
Do you want to tell it?
This is my perspective as a little... What? How old was I?
Probably
you were young, yeah.
6 or 7, maybe.
No, I was younger than that.
I was
like 4.
Yeah.
Really?
I was young. Basically, when I was younger, Harvey was the one who would like chuck me up in the air. Like, my parents never did that. You know, parents like chuck their kids up in the air and then catch them. That was never my parents.
I think that's the
Harvey.
Signs of a responsible parent, by the way, the ones that throw their children.
You
no,
do that to
you know,
other
the
people's
ones
children.
That, like,
I do.
But like, there's like, I swear, like all parents have at least chucked one of their kids, like done that game.
Yeah.
Anyway, that used to be you. So we were, where were we leaving? Like a restaurant or something?
Yeah.
But yeah, we were leaving a restaurant and I think you picked me up and I was like trying to get you to throw me up in the air.
Wasn't quite up, it was backwards, if you remember, was the game we played.
You would fall backwards.
You'd fall back
and
I'd catch
you.
So you'd like throw yourself backwards and I'd catch you like that and then lift you back up and then you'd
go up.
Again. No. Okay. I also used to throw you, but that was a different thing. But anyway.
So yeah, he used to like...
This is actually really funny how this happened.
So
stupid. So
I was like, I can't really remember that well, but I think I was trying to like get him to throw me back. So I just threw myself back.
Pass the baton a second. I was carrying Tilly and she was slipping down me. So, you know, when a child sort of goes down a little bit and you need them on your hip, I then pushed her up, but you thought it was part of the game. So you threw yourself backwards and obviously both
Harvey
my
wasn't
hands,
playing the game.
Yeah, both my hands were underneath you. So I had no means to catch you whatsoever and you just flew into the ground. And I was like, oh my God.
She hit the ground like a sack of shit.
Yeah.
Mental.
And
Wait,
she
did you see it?
Yeah, I was there.
She got...
I knew you were there, but I thought everyone was walking
no,
in front
no,
of her.
No, yeah, I saw it.
She got a bit of a sort of cut on the back of her
no,
head.
No, I
definitely
set my head open.
It didn't bleed as much.
Yes,
I remember
it did.
That. No, no.
It did.
No, trust me, we were in the car. We would have known if it was gushing
it
with blood.
No, it wasn't gushing, but I remember Dad was sat in the back with tissues.
There was a bit of blood, yeah, you're right. It wasn't like dramatic amounts, but we did go to hospital just to
it
get
it
checked.
It was just like a cut on your head, really.
Yeah. But you definitely
No, Mum's always told me I split my head open.
You definitely had a lump.
Nah, his was split open.
Yeah, no, his was split.
They had to glue his together. Yours was just they cleaned it up and let it heal.
Yeah.
Oh.
But sorry to trump you on... But it's weird, though, actually, because I would argue... I mean, I guess it was different circumstances, but I would argue that she probably hit the ground harder than I would have, but I guess because it was a metal pole.
But also, she wouldn't have... First of all, lighter. Second of all, probably didn't throw herself with as much force as you being thrown by me into a metal pole. And it is a metal pole, and she sort of had a flat layer of concrete. So I don't know. It's like, we don't need to do the science on this.
Yeah,
I do remember, though, when she did that, I was really angry with you, and then you got to sit in the front seat. I was so mad. Do you remember that, when he got to then sit in the front seat, and I was going, I remember, I was going,
I feel like that wouldn't have been on Max's mind.
No, get him out of the seat. He should be in the back. Put him in the boot. In the boot. Because
Dad
had to sit back and put tissues on my head.
Yeah.
And I was just really mad that you almost got like treated really well for... what I thought was like chucking me on the floor.
Good times, good friends. Speaking of doing stuff like that, I was actually going to talk about parents, because obviously, you know, even me, like acting as a bit of a sort of parent figure slash older brother, you get things wrong. You don't always, you know, make calculated decisions, and sometimes you go, whoops, probably shouldn't have done that. And
where
I wanted to talk about it. I wanted to talk about it because for me, a lot of kids, especially when they're sort of your age and even younger, will feel like nowadays, because they've got so much information from the internet, that their parents aren't being fair to them and that they're making decisions that the kid's kind of going, well, that doesn't seem right. But a lot of the time, it's not a very well-educated thing from the kid, and the parent is right. A lot of the time, the parent is wrong. I'll give you an example. Hello, Paul. I'd like to bring up Buttergate, because we had an issue the other week, where basically...
I actually wanted to leave.
Our mum went away.
I did leave.
Our mum went on a cruise, and we were left in the household with no...
responsible adult.
Stability. And so it basically meant all rules went out the window, everyone was allowed to do what they wanted, and the only person...
It was quite a fun 2 weeks for me.
The only person who actually took the piss was Paul, our father, who art in heaven. So he basically needed to make Tilly sandwiches every morning, which he doesn't usually do because mum does that. And he decided that because the butter being in the fridge was too hard, that he needed to leave it out overnight. But I know that some people leave butter out and you guys are psychos. I don't even want to get into that right now. Maybe another podcast, whatever. But we don't leave butter out. We put it in the fridge. And he kept leaving the butter out and it kept winding me up because I'd come to it the next morning in a pool, and I did not want or need that. So I put it in the fridge, and then...
Why didn't you just both get two separate butters?
Listen, this is why it happened in the first place, because we hadn't got that far. Paul then decided it would be a good idea in the morning to microwave the butter. Now, I don't know if you know about butter, but when it gets microwaved, it's basically been cooked, and you can't then re-harden it because it will act like ice, and so it sort of hardens over, but then if you break into it, it's still a liquid inside, and either way you shouldn't eat that. And so he'd done that to the butter.
Did you put that in my sandwich? I
hope so.
I don't know. But I love that this is where you're realizing that. Anyway, yeah. I'll carry on. Because basically then the next thing he did was leave the butter out again, but on the radiator, so that it would melt. And I'm like, what? How is that better than the microwave? Because he sort of put his hands up and was like, I probably shouldn't have put it in the microwave. And I'm like, yeah, but you've still ruined the butter. So then he leaves it on the radiator, and then he leaves it on the side. And I'm like, I see the butter again. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm just going to put it in the fridge. Pick it up. It feels really weird. So I open the lid, and genuinely it just went everywhere because it was just a liquid. It wasn't even close.
I came in, Harvey was close to tears, butter everywhere.
I was like, so
angry. All over his clothes, all over the table.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what are you doing? And I saw, I blamed him, and he was like, no, Paul has ruined the butter. And he was just shouting at everyone, swearing left, right, and center. Paul came through and just started laughing at him, which probably made it worse.
This is what I mean.
Well,
he did that to me as well. To be fair, he didn't do that to me as bad as he did to you, because he meant to do it sympathizingly. But still, I don't like it when people laugh in bad situations. Like when it's something bad to you, Like,
yeah. But then Paul's response to that to me was, all right, then buy your own butter. And I'm like, fine, yes. But the issue now is that the butter that was in the house that was for anyone to use is completely and utterly ruined. And that's not suddenly justified by the fact that you bought it. Like, I don't care who bought it. Don't destroy it because you're wasting your own money. Never mind anyone else's ability to use it. So anyway, my point with that was that not all parents are right all the time, and he might still defend himself. He might say, yeah, I stand by it, and he probably would. But what I will say is that also a lot of the time parents do get it right, and I think that we need to take into consideration as kids.
Go on, give an example of that.
I was about to. I'll get to that, and I'm going to let you take it a little bit as well because you know about it. What I was going to say was that we need to, as kids, understand that...
You are not a child, sir.
No, but as children of our parents. I don't mean as like... literal underage children. I just mean anyone who has a parent and underage kids as well, that they might not necessarily always get it right, but you need to know that they're still human beings. They're still figuring things out. And if they make a mistake, the worst thing you can do is just blow up about it. Like I did. I put my hands up. I shouldn't have blown up about it. I was just having a bit of a bad day or whatever.
Instead, you must duel. Pick a time, yes. Pick a place.
Yeah, you just duel. Fight. But I think
stomach
communication...
just made a really weird noise.
Thank you for letting us know. I think just communication...
I'm just saying, in case they heard it.
Harvey's in flow state and you are just kicking it.
Yeah, I'm like a dead horse state. Right now. All I want to say is that if we as kids can help our parents to better understand what we're feeling and what we want to get from them as well, and have adult communication with them rather than just being brats and being difficult and being, you know, awkward about it, I think it would be so much easier to get those things through and have a better relationship all round. And I know that seems like an obvious thing to say, but a lot of the time people just go from 0 to 100 and then it's game over. Any sort of relationship is ruined by the fact that people are shouting. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I know that that's a very... privileged thing to say as well, because I know a lot of people have difficult relationships with their parents and a lot of parents aren't necessarily always doing the right thing. But, you know, all you can do is, first of all, try and take the moral high ground where possible. If you think that your parent is doing something that you disagree with, you need to figure out a way that you can manage that and, you know, understand it and at least try and make it work. And if you can't, reach out to someone, see if you can get help, see, you know, if there is a teacher at school or someone that you trust that you can go to about it. And otherwise, just try and get along.
Because, I'm not going to lie, it's as simple as just listening to each other.
Yeah.
Because I think people don't do it enough. You all just want to get your point across and
everyone
shout
wants to be
and
right.
win. But it's like, just listen to what the other person's saying. If you then disagree, fine, but at least listen.
Mm.
Like, and that's where most things go wrong,
yeah.
in my opinion.
And I will say that, again, just to defend our parents, both of them, not just Paul, but they both have made mistakes from time to time, and they'd be the first person to also put their hands up most of the time to that. But equally, I think for them, like...
Nah, Paul hates admitting he's wrong.
Well, maybe, but anyway, they had twins, which are difficult. They had a girl, which is just dreadful.
And don't even
get me started on Leo.
Oh,
and that's what I mean. They've not had it easy, but they have done a bloody good job, I think, of just making sure that we're not
complete. I am brilliant, aren't I?
Well, that's not what I meant. I just meant, I think that we've been very... I don't want to say the word blessed, but it is blessed in the way that we've been raised, because we've never had like that sort of animosity and not knowing where we stand with them and sort of being like a bit, just felt like pressured by them in any way, shape or form. We've always made our own decisions. We've always been supported by them. All right.
I'm joking.
but we have, and I'll be the first to say that. And we are incredibly lucky for that. But I also think that the kids as well, now, because you've got access to social media and because all these people are telling you how great their parents are and how great this is and how you don't need to listen to your parents when they say this, that and the other, you also need to go, well, how do I have the best relationship with my family? Because at the end of the day, they're the only people that will have your back no matter what. Everyone else in the world is kind of fighting for themselves, really. It's like your family are the people that are there that are going to look after you and make sure that things go as right as they can for you.
And even if that's not in like traditional family sense, by the way, like the people that, you know, you live with and spend the most time with, we're talking about that as family kind of thing. Because obviously people have different situations. So.
Yeah. And we don't want to sit here and sound like we don't understand what other situations people are in, because we know that we're lucky and we know that we have really great, really loving family, and that we just want to try and help people understand what we see that's worked in our family and hope that that can translate to other people in theirs. And again, it's tricky because we might come under fire for this. We might get people going, ah, you don't get it. You wouldn't understand. I have this, I have that, whatever. But what we want to ask from you guys is that if you do ever have any dilemmas or any things that you think were unfair or anything that you want us to talk about and decide whether or not we think it was right or wrong, please send it in. You're more than welcome to either DM us anonymously at Max and Harvey on Instagram. If you want it to be anonymous, let us know and we'll keep your name out of it. If you do want to shout out, let us know, but obviously, you know, be careful.
It's up to you.
It's entirely up to you. But yeah, and also you can leave it in the comments if you feel like it. But if you want it to be more anonymous, then give us a DM. And the other thing I wanted to say, just as a more redeeming note, was actually something that Paul did the other day that I thought was... cool might not be the right word, but I just thought it was a very like
heroic.
Yeah, a weirdly heroic thing.
But genuinely, like, I just plucked out a word.
Yeah, well, no, like I'm not saying it was literally heroic, but for the sake of justice and like,
oh, I know exactly what you're on about. Right? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And what I'm saying is, so we went to see Oliver the other day, and there was a woman sat behind us who was genuinely pissing off everyone around us. Like, she was just nattering through it, having full-blown conversations.
No, that's not true, but I'll tell you why.
But I'm setting this up because it was what we were to assume was happening, right?
Yeah.
And then do you want to take over, because you saw it?
I didn't see
what
it.
What Paul did.
Well, yeah, he once it came into the interval, he sort of got up, he turned around, and he said
very politely.
Yeah, he said, excuse me, it's extremely distracting that you're speaking through the whole thing. I can hardly, like, concentrate. And, like, I'd really appreciate it if you would stop the next half.
And what I'll say is, like, genuinely, as much as I would always say that I'd be the first person to do that and have in certain instances, to be so held together and eloquent and just explain the problem as it is without getting hot-headed,
that's how I try to be,
is genuinely really a really really good way of tackling it. And I know 90% of people, if not more, would not handle it that way at all, because people are so quick to be angry with someone about something like that.
And I must admit, it does sound like Paul went a little bit Karen mode, but I promise you it was, she was genuinely talking through the entire thing.
Well, yeah, because like, then like someone said to Dad, what did you say to her? And he was like, well, I just asked her if she would stop talking. They were like, thank you, because we could not focus on it. Like,
yeah, so other people around were thanking Paul for getting her to shut up, because don't get me wrong, she wasn't like a terrible person.
The reason she was talking is because she had her husband with her who spoke a different language, so she was translating the entire show, which just is a little bit silly. If you're going to go to an English-British speaking show, you've got to speak the language, or you've got to be able to just sit there and watch and try.
I would feel so embarrassed if I was in a different country.
You wouldn't get away with that shit in any other country, for sure. Like, absolutely. Maybe America, because they do that everywhere, because they all think they're more important than anyone else. But
then the worst thing was that the woman sort of bit back, and she was actually being quite rude about it then. And still, even when being rude about it, Paul just said, look, I'm sorry, but at the end of the day, it's not about, you know, whether or not you deem it appropriate for you to be speaking. All of these people in this area have paid to see this show, not to hear you talk. And I know that does, again, sound like a bit of a privileged thing to say, but some people could save up for, like, months to be able to go and see a West End show.
It's an expensive show, Oliver.
It's not an easy thing to just go and see a West End show. So for all of these people who might have really sort of saved to go and see the most exciting thing of the year or whatever for them, is being completely ruined by someone who just thinks they're better than a group of people. And like, we would never sit in a theater and just natter and be disrespectful and, you know, whatever, because we just know.
There was one time Paul had a coughing fit during Hamilton and made me want to die.
Yeah, but to be fair, it was allergy season.
That is different, of course, because, you know, Paul, he does have good theater etiquette. It's just his body sometimes fails him.
Yeah.
And he was just coughing through the entire show.
But anyway, I wanted to say that because I just thought that on the other side of the spectrum, obviously parents get things wrong. At the same time, for a parent to be able to just deal with the situation without completely embarrassing his entire family because he dealt with it so well. And a lot of people would be scared or embarrassed to say something like that and would just firm it and then be really annoyed that they had a bit of a shit time. Mm. He just stood up for everyone, not just us, but everyone around us as well, who genuinely were thankful that he did. You look like you were going to say something on that as well.
I was just going to say, I thought it was very good because my friend Jack, he was Oliver, and then my friend Grace, I call her Gracie, she was in the junior ensemble. Is that what
they were
called?
Brilliant, by the way. One of the other kids, I think, actually commented on one of our TikToks saying that he was performing, but he didn't get to see us afterwards. But, you know,
they were all really
the
good.
Kids were fantastic. So mm-hmm. if you are watching this, great show. Thanks so much for
and
doing
also,
it.
If you want to watch Oliver, I would advise Jack.
Yeah.
If you don't know, he's the kid on all of the posters, what? Basically.
Yeah, he is. But I don't think you can really tell when certain Olivers are on, can you? They don't really release that information particularly.
Do they not?
However, if you get to see Jack, yeah, you did great because he is brilliant.
He is brilliant. And also Fagin. Oh my God.
Yeah. Was it Jonathan Lipkin or something?
I actually
like
don't
that.
Know his name.
I think. Oh no, maybe. Let me check.
Genuinely, I we've seen a lot of shows in our time, especially in London. I don't think I've seen a better performer on a London West End stage than this guy that's playing Fagin currently. Like, you, if you like musical theatre, you have to see this guy in that show.
Simon Lipkin. I'm so sorry I got his name wrong.
He is unbelievable. And, yeah, like, some of the bits that you'd think might drag in the show, because Oliver is a really old story and they've sort of had to rehash it and make it as exciting as possible, which it absolutely is. He just turns it to another level and complete. Even when he's on stage on his own, you cannot look away from him. It's, yeah, like, phenomenal. But yeah, that's all I'll say on that.
Genuinely really impressive. So yeah, I'm glad we talked about that. And again, just to reinstate, if you guys want to let us know any sort of things, whether it be that you've had an argument with a parent or even a teacher or anyone of authority and they've punished you or told you off for doing something that you thought was unfair in any way, shape or form, let us know, because we do want to talk about it. We're going to make it more of a regular thing, I think, this series. And we'll be a bit playful with it as well. Obviously, we'll, you know, if something feels a bit more serious, we'll take it seriously. But at the same time, if it's more of like a, nah, you were an idiot, you're out,
get ready to get rinsed,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah. But we'll decide basically whether or not we think it was fair. Mm-hmm. And it'll be really interesting to see what you guys are dealing with and want us to talk about. And mm-hmm. we're hoping that we'll bring some.
And by the way, don't feel like that is pitched to the younger audience that watch this. This is for anyone involved.
Anyone at
like
all.
You know, it could even be in relationships or whatever it is, or with other siblings that you have, kind of thing. Like
any sort of argument or disagreement, yeah, or anything. We want to know and we want to chat about it.
Absolutely.
So let us know. And while we're on that topic, we usually do a comment shout out each week, but we're actually not going to do that this week because it's a brand new podcast. What I am going to do instead is read out a couple of names of the people who left the most comments.
Goddamn.
Or at least what this is saying.
Sadie, where you at?
We'll get that in the end. We'll get that in the end. Don't you worry, Tilly.
What's she missing?
We'll get it. So quickly, a couple of the top people are Sadie Mancuso, yep, Shakia Lakin 4396, Kaylee Marie 22, Tay Mend 7663, Yara Beltran, and Purely Me Viewing. So thank you to all of you for leaving loads of comments. We really, really do appreciate it. Sorry we didn't actually read them out, but I'm sure we have in past, or at least some of them. And if you want a comment shout out in the next episode, just leave a comment, whether it be a question or something you liked about the podcast, whatever it was. We'll give you a shout out and then we'll read whatever the comment is. Now, before we go,
Tilly.
We've been teaching Tilly to do a backflip. Now, I don't want to give away too much, by the way, but I do want to talk about it because we haven't actually posted it yet. It's more of a sort of series we're doing now, teaching you how to backflip, but you did make some progress yesterday.
Hey, man, I did the backflip.
She did, yes, but you did a backflip, but I would
don't
argue...
Don't take this away from me, Harvey.
She did.
In 2 days, I'd flipped backwards by myself.
That is true. And you did a fantastic job. And the scenes were electric when it happened. Even Luke, the instructor who knows what he's talking about, was genuinely thrilled to see you do it. So that's obviously
good. What made me the most proud. Yeah, yeah. Like, he was like, that was really good. I was like...
Yeah.
Thank you.
So that's fantastic, and we're really excited to keep going with that because we're not done. Because you've
no, I know. Because it was only into a foam pit, but for me, I have a big thing about going backwards. I sat on a block for about half an hour. Well, I don't think it was
that's video
that long.
Two, right?
Practicing going backwards. Yeah. I forgot about that. Oh my god, I didn't even realize that was what you were talking about. Yeah, the block is going to be a funny TikTok. I don't know when it's going to come out yet because we've got a lot queued up. But yeah, that was a really funny video.
Yeah, but because the thing is as well is the TikTok series is going to make it seem longer than it was. So yeah. I did get it in how long are we normally there for? 3 hours?
No, two. Less than 2 hours.
Yeah, 45.
Really?
Yeah.
It seems like so much longer.
It does feel quite long.
So in four hours? I can't do math.
Just under 4 hours.
Just
yeah.
under 4 hours.
Three and a half.
I did a backflip. I went backwards,
mm-hmm.
which for me is very good. Because do you remember during lockdown, you guys were really determined to teach me?
Mm-hmm.
Were we?
I just never did it on
yeah,
the trampoline.
Yeah, never happened, yeah.
Because you guys would always flip me.
I saw this on someone's story, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because someone said about how we were like being really harsh on you or something. And like trying to get you to do it. They were like, she's eight.
We were probably a lot less patient back then.
Yeah.
Now, Tills, before we do wrap this, for this new season, I think we need to do a bit of strategizing. How can we make him shut up more?
That is a good question.
It is a good question.
The thing is that he goes into a bit of a ramble.
He does, and he doesn't stop, and then you can't really insert yourself.
Do you know
thing,
what it
can
is?
You?
I just...
Oh, what? So...
That was
what...
good.
Yeah, should we just like get a bottle spray and just like... Yes. Every time he starts speaking when we don't need
or
his
like
input.
What's something that a noise that Harvey doesn't like? There's got to be something he doesn't like.
Someone's
chewing his ear.
I prefer you had like a taser
someone
or something.
Someone chewing his
ear.
Chew in his ear?
Like, right in his ear.
Should we just have Dobby on standby to just like chew something? Or
Dobby loves a bit of food.
Dobby just could spit
at him. Do you know what Dobby doesn't love? His proximity towards me.
I don't know what that means.
Dobby, could you stand being next close. To him and every time he gets too loud, just spit at
Dobby
him?
Dobby just said Dobby no said to standing no. next to him.
Right, we'll figure something out. I might have to get a spray. I do actually have one in my room. I'll bring it down.
I have
we'll
loads
just...
of sprays.
I just have more to say.
Yeah,
you just have more to ramble.
We want a bit more inclusivity.
Sure, but did you not see me like go right? You take this one now because even though I could talk about it, I want you to talk about it.
Yeah,
and I tried.
And similar
with
you as
well. You can do that more. You can you because you're involving her. You're actually and though I can do it myself. To be fair, I let you do it because I know how much it means to you. But you could. Pass the baton.
Do you know what it is?
It's
this chair.
Is it the chair?
I feel really powerful.
You see, when you were in a different chair, we had the same problem.
But the beanbag, there was a bit more like retraction.
The beanbag, you
like
were literally lower and you had less power.
Yeah, exactly. So I felt a little bit more vulnerable. Whereas now I'm in the chair, I feel like nothing can stop me. So
I must admit,
I can definitely stop you.
Because this sofa is so comfy, I do sort of get like a nice relaxing feeling from this podcast. And I must admit, for me, it's not as much of a problem. I would actually rather hear more from Tilly because I am so happy just listening, and that is my personality.
So he doesn't
want to
hear your voice. He wants to hear
my voice.
I get
that. I get that.
Guys, I knew I was missing something. Oh god!
It's like that Abby Lee Miller trend or whatever. It's like that grating voice. Who says that? I just hear
Abby.
This grating. Is it Abby?
I just hear this agitating.
Yeah.
Grating voice. She's talking about Kathy.
That's me.
Did you have something?
No, it's just one more present that I had that I got.
Oh,
I like,
continued haul.
Sorry, it's just going to annoy me if I don't show you because I knew there was one more thing.
Okay. Oh.
All right, here we go.
Careful. Well done.
Yay.
Another White Fox t-shirt.
Woo.
Great job.
Glad you did that.
Yeah, because I knew there was one more thing.
Well,
sorry,
what a
guys.
Climactic ending to the podcast. Thanks so much for watching. This has been the 14 Again podcast. Please comment, and subscribe.
What?
Do not
this
forget.
This has been the 14 Again podcast.
It is weird, isn't it?
It is strange. Please like and subscribe because it helps us so much. And we are trying to get
if we don't get to 100K before the 1 year mark we're genuinely going to stop.
Which, the 1 year mark, how long?
In a couple months.
How long's
June,
it been?
Isn't it?
I think we posted the first episode.
It was in like May.
Was it May?
Because then we went to
you might
Disney.
Be right. Yeah, we were in France in May. Yeah.
Bro, why is it not telling me the date?
It
That's
must have
really
been like
wound me up.
Middle of May?
I would guess end of May because we filmed the episodes in bulk and then they started going up.
Well,
so
we filmed the one before Disney though.
Yeah, exactly. But we didn't post until we got back from France, I don't think.
Yeah, we did.
No, I don't think we did because he hadn't started editing.
8th of June. We need to get to 100,000 subscribers by the 8th of June.
Otherwise, we genuinely are stopping because we've had just quit. About this.
Straight up, we'll just go. So thanks everyone so much for watching.
What do we all think of the studio?
It's a lovely studio. Thanks again to Wood Up for
nice
again.
I guess sponsoring the studio.
I mean, really thanks to Wood
and
Up.
And now we'll give you 5 seconds to decide if you want to watch that other video that's just popped up on the screen.
And for anyone listening on streaming platforms, sorry.